towards the $1,000 genome, Redox Genovox rolls out a new single molecule sequencing approach, courtesy of Genovox. In the ever-growing field of new DNA sequencing methods, it's a single molecule world. By far the bulk of recent efforts to develop cheaper, faster genomic sequencing techniques have analyzed individual rather than populations of DNA molecules. One of the latest contenders is Lübeck, Germany-based Genovox imaging method www.genovox.de, in which DNA fragments deposited on a two-dimensional array are subjected to sequencing by synthesis. Labeled nucleotides become incorporated one at a time into each strand, and the resulting fluorescence read by a detector reveals the identity of each base. Because sequencing is performed on high-density arrays, a large number of fragments can be sequenced in parallel. Other companies, such as UK-based Solexa, have adopted a similar strategy, but Christian Hennig, co-founder of Genovox, says that what makes the technology unique is its use of reversible terminators. These molecules, called amibase nucleotides, contain a cleavable disulfide bond attached to a fluorophore such as Cy3 via a linker. According to the company, DNA synthesis pauses after the nucleotide is incorporated. After detection, you can simply cleave off the termination and the fluorophore, and therefore you can incorporate the next nucleotide in the next cycle, says Hennig. George Church, professor of genetics at Harvard Medical School, says that amibase nucleotides are structurally similar to the nucleotide triphosphates used as reversible fluors in the polyanipolymerase arrays colony sequencing technology developed in his laboratory. Many other researchers, he explains, use Sanger-style terminating nucleotides, which contain a chemical group that blocks the 3-end of DNA, the site where polymerization occurs. That's the obvious place to block, he says. The Genovox approach is different. This is on the base. It's very far from the 3-end, but it still blocks the polymerase from adding another base, says Church. Genovox reversibly terminating nucleotides are currently available, but Hennig does not expect the sequencing technology will be available for purchase before 2006, as significant technical barriers remain. The amibase method can currently read up to 45 nucleotides in a row, but its error rate, 30% per called base per single DNA molecule, is still too high, says Hennig. Further, Hennig explains that significant differences exist between single and bulk molecule fluorescence. The property of blinking, for instance, in which a molecule's fluorescence turns on and off, is a problem only for single molecule methods. If you can't control the blinking, you may not detect the molecule, not because the background is too high, but because the molecule is off, says Hennig. Once the technology is optimized, however, it should offer researchers a low-cost sequencing option, as it does not require them to invest in specialized instrumentation, says Hennig. For example, the reader is simply a wide-field microscope. Most laboratories have instrumentation that's compatible with this already, says Church.